well, but I take it
it's
setting up the team as a whole.
Like,
when you're
set up, it does. Yeah, it obviously changes the game. He's reacted, Ross. I think, I don't know what's happened in the game, but somebody's pushed him and he's reacted. Can't do it. Sent off, and the game changes. But we shouldn't lose goals the way we did as well. You want to try and stay in the game as long as you can, and try and maybe get something later on in the game. Didn't do that. Lost two goals, and from then it was an uphill battle.
You started off quite well, I thought.
Yeah, I know. I was reasonably happy the way we started in the game. See, that obviously changes, but even when we're down to 10 men, we tried to change it about a bit, and there wasn't really much in the game. But then the goals quickly change it. Mistakes from us, and disappointed.
Were you disappointed with the manner in which you lost the three goals?
Yes.
You lost them so quickly.
Yes, big time. We still had enough bodies back there to defend. Yeah, but obviously we're playing with 10 men, but they had 3 or 4 men back, and we've got enough defensive players around it to try and defend. Didn't do that. We spoke about how the two goals came, spoke about it yesterday, and guys didn't do their job when they're out on the pitch. And said, yes, we were down to 10 men, but they weren't tired at that point. They were still fresh and shouldn't be losing goals like that.
Couldn't have said much in the half time. They were out after 7 or 8 minutes, but they showed a great amount of aggression in the second half, so you must have had some message for them.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't say too much. I told them what I was looking for and what happened, what can happen in the games. You never know what can happen in football, and they had to go out and show a lot more than they did. Down to 10 men, doesn't matter. As I say, they were keeping 3-4 players back, so we had enough people defensively to switch on, and we came strong at the end of the game, but the damage had already been done, and that's the hard part to take.
Again, it was a case of paying for not scoring, and that's the story of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a bit of both recently. Earlier on in the season, we were defending really well, but not scoring. Of late, we've been up and down defensively, but we're getting in good areas, and we're not creating great chances, and the ones that we are, we're not putting away and not showing that real aggression to get the ball in the net. And that's a problem. See, we've tried everything. I've given everyone an opportunity, and that's a disappointing thing that nobody's really grabbed it by the neck and started scoring a lot of goals.
Clearly, you'll be disappointed. The players are disappointed, mm-hmm. and the fans are disappointed about not being in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Have you any message for the fans?
No, we're as disappointed as anyone. We're fans. Said I'm the manager of the club, and the players are in there. I would never ever fault their effort or their work rate. They do work hard. The simple fact is some of them are not good enough. That's the facts for where we are in this league. We should know how to play this league. We've been in it a couple of years now, and we should know how to play it, and we've not. There's people that have let us down on certain occasions, and as a group we all have to do so much better. So the fans have every right to be disappointed. We are, but we've got 2 games to go. We've got to show them, we've got to make changes to look forward to next year. And so the squad to all need big changes to win the league next year. That's what we've got to aim for, and as I say, that's what we'll work towards.
Will you reflect on your selection for next Saturday?
Yes, of course. As I said, we'll have a look. There's guys in contract, guys out of contract, younger kids doing well that might want to have a look at and to see if I think they're ready for next year. So things will change, and as I said, it's an opportunity to do it.
Cheers.